Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for joining us today, our beautiful Thursday. A little overcast, a little rainy, but we need that to help our gardens grow. And then also, too, we can use this time to stay inside and catch up on our tech skills. And what better person to help us do that is Burton Kelso with Integral. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. Husband is furloughed this week, so he's home. He's been helping me he did a irrigation system for my garden, so that was nice.
By choice, or is he doing it by choice, or did you give him a little incentive to help irrigate your garden?
Well, I mean, I think he knew I wanted one. I mean, it's kind of a cross between things, because it wouldn't have been exactly the way I would have done it, but since he was willing to do it, I let him go for it. So he was into it. So. This has now become the age of doing teleconferencing, video chat, and all that in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Even this week, I've had at least one class and one meeting with Zoom or something else, mostly Zoom. But we wanted to, I guess, talk about the differences in the type of video chat or telechat format and what we should look for, the pros and cons. So where do you want to start?
Well, I think we probably need to start with this whole Zoom bombing thing. I think it's interesting that you said that you had a Zoom teleconference this week, and there have been a lot of professional entities that have pulled away from Zoom because of the whole Zoom bombing. And like a lot of things in the media, sometimes it just gets overblown. Now, for those that are listening out there, if you're not familiar with Zoom, obviously you've crawled under a rock, because I think at this point, everybody is familiar with the Zoom video conferencing software. So it's an easy-to-use platform. But last week, it was deemed unsafe because of the Zoom practices that were involved. And if you don't know what Zoom bombing is, it's almost like photo bombing, where if you're hosting a Zoom meeting, then someone will just pop into your Zoom meeting. And what was happening with some of these Zoom bombers is that they would display pornographic images. They would say negative and disparaging stuff during the meeting, and it was just obviously a disruption. But Zoom has got their act together. They offered more. Well, I shouldn't say they offered more security. The security's always been there. They've just made it a little bit more user accessible for people to put those things in place to keep Zoom meetings secure. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, when you're, especially if you're working from home, if you have video conferencing, you want it to be secure so that people can't access your stuff. And that was one of the problems that they were having with Zoom. So.
Well, I know the last time we talked, you mentioned the some security concerns with Zoom before this thing kind of exploded. And I know you had mentioned trying to go toward maybe something more secure if you had kind of confidential type stuff that you wanted to discuss. And I think one of the ones you mentioned, and I mean, we can get to it whenever we get to it, but I think you had mentioned one of them being Microsoft Teams. But there's so many things out there. There's GoToMeeting and Facebook Live. And I guess what I want to know is what is best suited for what type of environment? Because, for example, when we're talking about a photo bombing and stuff, I think New York schools was one of those that pulled away. They were using it for their online classrooms and pulled away. So can you go into a little bit more in terms of what they are and what the differences are and what's better suited for what?
Well, it all depends on the application, because I think the difference between the different video conferencing software is just how many people you want to connect with, and then what platform you have. So, for example, we can start with FaceTime, which is Apple's product. And FaceTime, I think only, and someone can shoot me down if I'm wrong, I want to say four, but it may be a little bit more people. So if you're, but most people use it for one-on-one. So if you want to FaceTime to your spouse or to a family member, you could just drop in with your iPhone and just utilize the FaceTime software. But like I said, the challenge is not everyone has an iPhone, so FaceTime isn't going to be the preferred platform. Now, I will say FaceTime is probably one of the more secure platforms out there because it has what's called end-to-end encryption, which basically means that it has encryption on both ends of the call so that no one can just drop into your FaceTime meeting and interact with it. And with FaceTime, it's one of those things where it's built into your iPhone, so you have to have the application installed on your iPhone in order for it to work. Whereas with Zoom is almost like an open platform. So when you are a host of a Zoom meeting, you have the option of either using your standard meeting ID versus a random ID. And the challenge with the IDs is that as long as you have the Zoom app, smartphone, or the application downloaded to your Windows or Macintosh computer, you can join into a Zoom meeting. I mean, it's that simple. Whereas with at least FaceTime, you are going, it's a direct connection. It's not like if I'm on FaceTime with somebody, just someone's randomly going to jump in to my FaceTime meeting over the internet. Now, obviously, if I've got my phone up, someone can photobomb and jump into my FaceTime meeting, but it's not like the Zoom platform where if I've got the app and I've got the meeting ID, then I can just jump into a meeting and take part of it. So, that's, you know, one of the issues with Zoom and the security issues as opposed to, say, something like FaceTime, or another one would be, well, Skype's a bad example because Skype, it's kind of, if you have Skype, you can kind of jump in with it too. So, but that was the biggest thing with Zoom.
So what about now? Another thing that I've heard that's been used a lot is Facebook Live. How does that work in comparison to the others?
Now, that's going to be a loaded question, and that may actually take us to break.
Oh, okay.
But, Facebook Live, I mean, you can use it to a wide audience. And so the problem with Facebook Live is you could run into a texting issue that you would with Zoom. Because, you know, when you do Facebook Live, it's to the whole world. It's from your account, and then you can either – but the good thing about Facebook Live, you can do it from your account. You can do it to a private group. You can do it to a public group, and you can do it from your business page. So if you wanted to have a secure meeting, you could Facebook Live to a private group and only have the Facebook group participants take part of it. But if you do just the standard Facebook Live and you do it to the public, then there's always the opportunity for someone to write disparaging comments while you're doing your live. So a Facebook Live would be more suited for when you're talking to a general audience. If you're wanting to promote yourself or your business and you're not having meeting, I mean, Facebook Live is a great way to do this. Now, on top of that, you can also use Zoom to broadcast to Facebook Live as well. So that would be an instance where you wanted to have like a talk show format where you want to have two or more people that are part of your Facebook Live / Zoom meeting. Zoom will actually integrate into Facebook Live, which is one of the reasons why it is a popular choice for people to use for video conferencing. Not only is it easy to use, but it will also integrate into your Facebook account so that when you go do a Zoom meeting, you can tell it to go to Facebook Live. Now, if you are a Zoom user, then there's ways that you can secure it, but you can also utilize Zoom to go directly to Facebook. And if you do it that way, then there's a good way to block people from actually bombing your Zoom meeting. So, I mean, there's a different ways that you can use Facebook Live, but the main thing with a lot of this video conferencing software, rather than just downloading the software and utilizing it, you really should sit down and look and see what the security features are and think about what instance you want to use your video conferencing software to. Because another one, and we can go more into detail about this, would be Google Meetup, or I think it's Google Hangouts or Google Meetings. But Google Meetings does not have any encryption built into the video conferencing software. So a hacker could potentially get into that Google meeting. But if you're just having a casual meetup, then there's nothing wrong with using Google Meetups because, you know, you're not sharing secure information. You're just having casual conversations with whoever. And, I mean, it's the perfect platform for that. So I think, you know, as we go through the different types of video conferencing software out there, it's really important to think about how you're going to utilize that software and then just settle on the platform going to be best for your needs.
You know, I'm not a techie. My head hurts now. And I still got more questions. okay, so we talked about, we didn't discuss GoToMeeting. I think that's another one.
Yeah, GoToMeeting is another one, and that's more for corporate stuff. I mean, GoToMeeting is you can do it for free, it's designed for large corporations. So it's something that you really need to sit down and think about. Do I need to pay the money for GoToMeeting because it's encrypted? It can go up to 150 people. I mean, it works for Windows and Mac. You can use it for your smartphone too. But I mean, it goes and you can break out into like personal meeting groups with GoToMeeting. I mean, it's a pretty robust software and video conferencing. But again, you know, it may not be for what you're trying to do. If you're a small mom and pop business, do you need to invest in the GoToMeeting? I mean, maybe you just need to do FaceTime with all of your different employees. And I know I sent a list of video software. Gee, there's a ton of video conferencing software, and we can talk about a vast majority of them on today's show. But, I mean, there's pretty much something for everyone out there. So you really need to sit down and just think about what goal do I want to accomplish when I have my video chat, because not everybody needs the same thing. Nor does everyone need to just go away from Zoom because supposedly it was infiltrated.
Right.
I mean, it's still a viable video conferencing software, and people can still use it. But you like most software, you've got to go in and you've got to configure it to make sure it's going to be secure if you're going to have confidential conversations on your video chat.
And then, we're going to take a break. I am here with Burton Kelso from Integral, our tech guru on Tech Thursday. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good in entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour with Burton Kelso of Integral. And he's just working really hard on trying to keep me confused, and that's okay. I still love you, Burton. But anyway, so next, I'm just going to say next.
I was going to say, what questions do you have about this video conferencing? Because it's the thing is that, you know, I think I sent you a list of six, but there's more out there. But, I mean, there's always questions because I've seen people put misinformation about Zoom. Like, for example, there was a small town near me that the city hall was going to have their, you know, monthly board of aldermen meeting, and they were going to do it by Zoom. So there was a viewer that's like, well, heck, I don't want to jump on that because Zoom was compromised. And it's like, it's not that you were compromised. It's how the host of the Zoom meeting configures it to make it secure for everyone else. So,
right.
I'm like, you can use it. So, yeah, what are your questions?
Well, you know, I'm just one of those with technology. It's like, I don't want to push that button because God only knows what it's going to do. So I'm just one of those. Not everybody is like me on that.
Right.
I guess, like you said, though, what you have to determine is what your purpose is and then what you want to invest in terms of money and then time in terms of learning, because it's different. If you're, for example, like I said, I did have a class on Zoom. I had a meeting on Zoom. If you're the person that they just send the information to and you just do the information, I think the first one I ever did, I think I just had to figure out how the audio works. And there's still other things. And I'm learning kind of as I go, like how to chat during the meeting or if you want to send questions or to mute or unmute if you need to chime in verbally. You know, so it's a learning process for me, and I'll be fine eventually. But, you know, like I said, if you're the person that's just being asked to call in and be a part of something, if you're the person that's setting it up, you know, there's a little bit more to it. And I guess that's where I want to go, and I just haven't gotten there yet.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be concerned with. But, you know, the main thing with, and I think to jump back on what you said, you know, you want to make sure that you are going to make sure that you don't click on the wrong thing when you're using technology. Because, that's part of the bad thing, too, with technology is that most folks are wanting the free stuff. Because I think, obviously, free is good. You know, we've spent a lot of money on our tech devices. So if something free and easy comes along, then the consumers are going to jump right on it. And I think these app developers, they've realized that. So they create these apps, and then, of course, they puts a little bait in there to make you purchase it. For example, like Zoom, if you have the free version of Zoom, you can only do a 40-minute meeting, and then it kicks you off. Now, you can jump back into that meeting, like say if you were doing it for business, but at the same time, if you're needing something a little bit longer as far as meetings, you definitely have to pay for Zoom. But as far as ease of use, I think with the app developers for some of this video conferencing software, especially the free programs, they create it in such a way where people can use it, but they don't put the – and I think the problem is that they don't put the security practices in the software when they create it. So, I mean, think about Facebook. I mean, Facebook, you know, when they were doling out information, they were luring everybody in. And then, of course, they started targeting ads and limited who you could send messages to. And so people need to think about that when it comes to technology. They really, really need to do their homework or, you know, just ask somebody if it's going to be the right for you. And I think that's where people fail when it comes to technology. People don't ask enough questions. And so people get into trouble with technology because either they're too shy to ask questions or too embarrassed to ask questions, because I think we live in an era where everybody thinks that
everybody
thinks
knows
that
more
technology should know it. They think they should know it. And, I mean, you don't come out of the womb knowing technology. You know, it's something that you have to learn and use on a day-to-day basis. So, I mean, that mindset has to stop. So, but one app we can talk about that is kind of like a bonus app, and then we'll go through the rest of the list, is did you know that you could do video conferencing through Facebook Messenger?
Yes, I think. Yeah.
And
the reason I say that is that I have received, I guess, invitations. This person, I guess, is live or something like that.
I've
gotten
Facebook
different
Live.
Things. Oh, that's
just
Facebook
Live,
okay.
Live Messenger.
Okay.
Yeah, see, here's another challenge with Facebook Messenger, G. So when Messenger came out, and I think I'm going to say back in 2014, of course, it got a bad note of it being like an unsecure app. So
it is.
Even though Facebook Messenger is still integrated into Facebook, you can now download it as a separate app and send text messages. You can make calls, and you can make video calls within Facebook Messenger. And it's one of those applications that's easy to use, but it comes in handy if you, let's say if you and I wanted to talk via video. You have an Android phone, I have an iPhone. So if we're both mobile and I want to send a video message to you or talk to you video, then we would have to use a platform like Facebook Messenger to talk back and forth. So
I see. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's part of the problem, too, with some of the video messaging stuff is that, I mean, it would be neat if Android had a video system and iPhone had a video system, because people could talk back on their smartphones back and forth without having to download an app. But we don't live in that type of world. Everyone has a different device, so that's why you've got these different programs out there. But I will say this. I mean, if you're thinking about using Facebook Messenger, and it's great for – you know, grandma's got an Android, you've got an iPhone. I mean, it's great for that. It's great. So use it. But, I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily use it for, like, a secure, you know, if you were sharing secure information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just good for general use. So.
Yeah. Because, like I said, you know, you and I mean, you've been doing the show with me the whole time. So my thing was, when I got on Facebook, I got on Facebook probably a couple of days before I started the show, because Princess, my CEO and tech producer and all that, mighty Princess Cooper, insisted that I get Facebook. And I, you know, the thing was, okay, this is for me. It was a way to communicate with her during the show, and then it was a way to promote the show and my business and stuff. Then I started getting you know, and so, you know, my situation I found as I went on was different than others because I was just putting me and my show kind of out there. And I was getting unwanted attention, I'll just put it that way, back, and, you know, and then getting people upset with me because I didn't chat, you know, on Facebook, kind of ready, you know, why don't you chat with me? You know, it's like, do you understand that once the show is over, I'm usually off of Facebook until the show begins the next day?
Right, exactly.
You know, that was, you know, so for me, it was, you know, strictly a business platform, and, you know, I mean, and that's kind of for the most part what I do it with now. I have been able to reach out to other family members and stuff, but for me, it was it's a tool for business, whereas I think a lot of people, it was more of a personal thing, a way to connect. I've even noticed in this time of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, there are people that are just looking to connect, you know, and so, and then one of the things that happened to me too was I had that Facebook Messenger thing on my phone where it calls and rings and stuff, and then if you don't answer right away, there's people calling you back right away. I had to take that off my phone. I couldn't mm-hmm. take it, you know, so, but.
Right.
Yeah. But it just depends on what you are using, whatever your platform it is that you're using it for. So.
Right.
But anyway, you sent me some stuff, and forgive me, but I had problems, to be honest, getting it open. I got it open now, and I posted it about the sixth video.
Right, yeah. One of the things, one of the apps we can talk about real quick is WhatsApp, since we're on the Facebook kick anyway. And WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, but it's more people use WhatsApp for chatting and for video conferencing, but it's kind of one of those people know about it, and I think the younger generation knows about WhatsApp, but it's great for video chat if you're only going to do it with a small group of people, because you can do up to four people with WhatsApp, but it's encrypted. I mean, so it's got the security built in, and so the security that you're looking for if you're having private conversations is a terminology called end-to-end encryption. And I, you know, talked about it before, but basically end-to-end encryption allows your data to stay secure from either party. So if you're sending messages or video to one party or multiple parties, they'll be able to see it encrypted. But if a third party person tried to jump in and view that video information, then they're not going to be able to see it. So that's the stuff you want, especially if you're a small business owner and you're talking about your business information. So use it, but yeah, it's secure. But the thing about WhatsApp is it doesn't have some of the other features, like say a GoToMeeting, where you know you can talk up to 150 people. I mean, GoToMeeting. And some of the other larger ones are designed for large corporations. And, you know, there's technology out there where you just don't need that much. You know, you don't need anything that robust.
Okay. All right. And while you were talking, I was looking up what is end-to-end encryption, and I found an article that I'm posting on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, so that we're all on the same page. But right now, we're going to take a break. I am here with Burton Kelso, who is our tech guru from Integral. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time, and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Oh, spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, and Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour, and that means we have Burton Kelso from Integral. And if you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. So, Burton, by the way, before we go forward, he does have another article that I've posted about 8 tech tips to help you deal with the coronavirus pandemic. So that is posted on there as well. But we are talking right now about since video chatting and meetings and classes and all that kind of stuff is the thing right now. We are talking about 6 of those types of apps that you can use, although there are a slew of other ones. But I want to ask you something before we go forward. When this is pandemic situation has been, I guess, reined in and we're kind of back to doing a lot of the face-to-face stuff, where do you see the place in terms of these particular applications? Where do you see their places in terms of how we do business in terms of a day-to-day or week-to-week situation?
Well, I don't think video is going away anytime soon. Even with pandemic is over. Video is keen. I mean, you can see that in social media. I mean, and you can just see it with every tech device. I mean, ever since your flip phone got the feature to start taking pictures and record video, I mean, it's just really taken over every piece of technology that we own. I mean, if you look at it, other than your desktop computer, think about, you know, tech devices that have video or camera on it. I mean, your smartphone obviously has camera, your laptop, even smart home devices evolved from just being like a dot or like a smart speaker to something that is more robust and is basically having a color version of that 13-inch TV sitting in your, you know, in your kitchen or living room. So it's not going anywhere. And I just think as the years go on, you're just going to see more video platforms step up and make sure that when they create an application or embed it in a device, that it's going to be more secure. So, but I wanted to throw a curveball as far as video conferencing apps. One that's really taken off is one called House Party. And I don't know if you've used that or not, but House Party is an app that is available for iPhones, Android, Mac, and Windows computers. But you download the app, and it's basically like having your own house party. It's secure. It's easy to use. And it works on just about any platform. So it's really taken off as far as a video conferencing app. I forget how many downloads that they've had in, according to an article I'm just seeing on TechCrunch, 50 million signups in the past month with House Party app.
Really?
Yes, 50 million new users in the past month.
And it's a business app. Okay.
No, you can use it for business. I remember there's a gray line when it comes to these video conferencing apps. Because like I said, you know, you if you have a business and let's say you wanted to FaceTime in with one of your employees, you could definitely use FaceTime. But let's say you just wanted to have a virtual happy hour with like some coworkers or some networking people, you could use Zoom because it allows more people to interact with that happy hour. So, I mean, with all of these video apps, you can use them for either home or business. It just depends on what type of format that you're doing for your video conferencing. And so the funny thing about House Party, G, is it's been around since 2016. So,
I guess my problem that I have to get over is I guess I'm compartmentalizing. I'm like, okay, I want this to be for social stuff, and I want this to be for business stuff. And you're telling me you can use all of it for everything. It's just that you have to make certain adjustments for the given situation.
Right, exactly. You do.
Okay.
You'd have most, like I said, most of the video conferencing software and most of the software out there, if you think about it, for all devices can be used for any function. So obviously email can be used for personal use or for business use. Same thing with like programs like Word and Excel. I mean, you can type up personal letters with Word, if you're using Publisher or some of the Adobe products. Yeah, you can create home flyers or you can create more robust marketing material for your business. So all of it is kind of that gray area as far as technology is concerned. You just have to make sure it's going to work for you. Like, you're going to laugh. I've seen some businesses use Quicken, the checkbook software, as opposed to using QuickBooks. So, I mean, obviously Quicken is not going to be as robust as QuickBooks, but it's one of those things where you could use it for you could use it for either platform. So, but if you are one of those people that wants to use specific software for your applications, then I mean, yeah, you do, like I said, you would have to sit down and figure out which ones are going to be used for which application. And the other thing, too, is if you have a workforce, whether it be – well, right now, obviously, everyone's a mobile or stay-at-home workforce. You have to sit down with your team and figure out what's going to be the best platform for everyone to jump on. Because let's say you're having general meetings and you want to use House Party. House Party only does up to 8 people. So if you've got 10 people you're going to talk with, then it's not going to work for you. You know, or if you're wanting to have like a meeting type of situation or like a webinar, then you would have to look at some of the business applications such as Google Meetings or Zoom or even Skype or GoToMeeting because those allow you to do screen sharing. You can share files back and forth, where some of the basic ones like FaceTime and House Party, they don't allow that. They just allow you to like talk on video, and that's it. So like we said at the top of the hour, always do your homework and make sure that you're going to choose the right tool. Don't just jump on and say, oh, we're going to use Zoom, we're going to use House Party, and then find out later on that it's not going to work for you. One of the
there's also time restrictions, I think, that you've mentioned before. Like, isn't one of them, you said, is only like 40 minutes or something like that?
That's your Zoom meetings can only, if you're using the free version, are only 40 minutes.
Okay. So that's another thing you have to look at, too, in terms of if you're investing money, is what are you getting in terms of the money that you're investing? If you're going to do two-hour meetings, you're going to have to pay the cost for that. I got you.
One other video conferencing tool, or at least video tool, that I want to talk about is probably two of your favorite devices, the Amazon Echo Show and, of course, the Google Home Show, which are your smart home hubs. I mean, those are great video conferencing tools that you can use because obviously, if you've got a Amazon Echo Show or a Google Home Show, I mean, the video is built right in. So the good thing about it is with both the Amazon app and with the, you know, with the device, you can make calls from your smartphone, video calls. So, I mean, those smart home devices are really robust products. Now, again, it's almost like FaceTiming where it's just you and the other person going face-to-face. I mean, it's a quick way if you have someone who, let's say you've already got an Amazon Echo Show or a Google Home, and you want to talk to somebody like a family member. You can just have them download the app, and then they can either video call and drop in on you, or you can drop in on them and talk back and forth. Now, there are several things you have to worry about with your Amazon and your Google account. And part of that lies in with the vulnerability with smart homes is that you don't want to become a victim of credential stuffing. And this kind of goes to all of the video conferencing accounts except for, like, say, FaceTime. And we've talked about credential stuffing before, but it's the act where cyber criminals find your username and passwords that have been leaked on the web from data breaches, and then they log into your online account with those credentials, and they just keep stuffing the credentials into your accounts until one finally allows them to log in. And, of course, if you've got, like, a smart home device, then they've got access to your whole world, because if they log into, like, say, your Amazon account or your Google account, then they can look at all your devices and drop in and, you know, wreck all sorts of havoc. So you really...
Well, also, aren't these the devices that people were shouting at other people through? I mean, I know I'm being the naysayer, but aren't these the ones that were being hacked, just like the baby monitors? And people were screaming obscenities and stuff like that?
Yeah, that was... that's exactly right. But, I mean, it wasn't like the actual device was hacked. It's people always get into the habit with software of using the same username and passwords across their online account. And so I think what people need to think about, whether you're using a Show or a Google Home or even Zoom, you have an account that you have to log into in order to get access to these programs. So if you're using the same username and passwords for all of your accounts, there's going to be a good chance that someone's going to be able to commandeer your Zoom chat, or they're going to be able to drop in into your home with your Amazon or Google device. So it's always important to make sure that you're using secure passwords on all of your devices so that you don't get quote-unquote hacked. So, yeah, it all boils down to the user as far as many of the video conferencing stuff. But, you still have to, on all the platforms, regardless what you use, you still have to make sure that your username and passwords are secure so that people aren't getting into them.
Okay. All right. And I got to go get a Tylenol or something. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Or move that glass of wine up to midday. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. It's the third Thursday of the month here on G's Power Hour. We always love to have Burton Kelso with us from Integral. If you have a question, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, the third Thursday of the month here with Burton Kelso of Integral. By the way, speaking of third Friday, that is tomorrow, and that's Friday in the Garden with Robert Bowden of Harry P. Lou Gardens here in beautiful Central Florida. So hopefully you'll come back tomorrow and join us. But in the meantime, and I can tell you about my garden efforts in terms of throwing it and see if anything sticks. You'll be surprised. But anyway, here with Burton. So, Burton,
I was going to say, let's talk about GoToMeeting real quick, since we talked about the fact that you like to compartmentalize your life as far as business apps versus personal apps. So GoToMeeting is awesome. It's secure. It works with every device. You can support up to 150 people with a GoToMeeting. So obviously, as you can see with GoToMeeting, it's it's more for like large conferences, and it's more for businesses, because you can have, if you're having an online meeting, you can have breakouts with GoToMeeting. You can share files with GoToMeeting. You can let people take control of your mouse and keyboard with GoToMeeting. You can share your screen with GoToMeeting. It's almost like you're in the same room with the person when you are working with GoToMeeting. But GoToMeeting is, $12 to $16 a month. So that's something you need to think about, you know, before you need to GoToMeeting. But if security and having like a video conferencing software that makes it look like you're there with everyone, GoToMeeting is the solution that you want to go with.
Okay. So basically, when you're paying, for security versus some other app. Is that correct?
Well, with GoToMeeting, when you're paying for it, you're paying for the security and you're paying for all of the robust features that are available. You know.
All right. Okay.
And so people kind of need to think about that when it comes to technology, is that usually your free products, usually, I won't say all, aren't going to have the features like, say, your paid products. That's why you're paying for it. But, I mean, it's back to that allure of, and I think the app stores kind of ruined this, that, you can download apps and do pretty good things. And so every application for your computer should be free, too. That goes for backup. That goes for all of that stuff. But, yeah, you need to pay for that stuff.
Okay.
Which takes us to our next business app, which is Cisco WebEx. So WebEx lets you host a little bit more than GoToMeeting. You can initially host up to 200 people. One of the things that's great, and you can do this with GoToMeeting too, is that you can save the videos of your presentation. And so if you're doing a WebEx and you're doing a webinar and you wanted to repurpose it to be used later on, then WebEx and GoToMeeting allows you to do that as well. But WebEx is kind of one of those utilities that's known in the business arena. So if you've worked for a large corporation, you've probably used Cisco's WebEx or you've used GoToMeeting. But now that you're starting to transition your business at home or creating a virtual business, then, you know, these two applications are becoming a little bit more well known, because people need to work in an office environment and act like they're actually sitting in an office. So,
right.
And then I think our final one on the business end would be Skype. And so
right.
Skype, gee, is one of those that it's the lines blur, because you can
mm-hmm.
Skype for personal use, you can Skype for business use, but Skype is a little bit more robust because of how it's evolved. So Skype used to just be the video, well, you know, it was its own company, kind of like a precursor to Zoom. But then Microsoft
mm-hmm.
bought Skype, and so now it's more robust, where, like, with the free version, you can talk up to 50 people. But if you have, like, say, a Microsoft Office 365 account, then you can talk up to 250 people and share your screen and share files. But the other thing that is good with Skype is that, and you can do this with Zoom too, you can connect with a landline. You know, you can connect with your computer. So it's pretty open. So it allows you to talk to multiple people on multiple platforms. So, I mean, it goes back to what you were saying earlier, is that it's, you know, it's not one of those that can just be used for one application. You can definitely use Skype for just personal use.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
And I think Skype has kind of lost its way not become as popular, because more people have gone to some of the other shinier stuff. But I know when I do, I know most of the news stations usually use Skype to do video conferences.
Okay.
So, and the good thing about Skype is that it's free. You have to download the app onto your Windows computer, but you can download Skype onto any device. But free out the box, if you're wanting something that's going to be secure, work on all platforms. I mean, Skype is, you can't go wrong with Skype at all.
Okay. Now, I do have a couple of other, I guess, weird questions. But one of the things that I would like to ask is, one of the things that I always have to determine when we're doing these conferences is where I'm going to sit in my home or whatever. But I noticed there was something the other day that said something about creating a background. So is that something? And I was almost at that button. I said later, I'd deal with that later. But anyway. What types of things should be considered when you are doing these video conferences? I guess that's my question.
Oh, a good video camera. Probably the one of the best ones I can recommend would be the Logitech C920 camera. It retails for about $70, but it's got probably one of the best high-definition cameras on any device. So if you've got a laptop, chances are if it's like within 2 years old, you've got a high-def camera. But if you've got an older laptop, your camera's not going to be as robust. So if you want a nice, clear picture, you definitely want to get a high-def camera. And also lighting is important. Strong light you need to have when you do video conferencing, or else people are going to be able to see you, obviously. And, of course, the most important thing is fast Internet. So if you are wanting to know what's considered high-speed Internet, there's a website you can go to called speedtest.net, and speedtest.net will let you know how fast your internet is, because people worry about buffering or maybe my video quality is not good. It's all because of your internet. So
mm-hmm.
what you want, if you're going to use high speed or if you want to use video conferencing, your download when you utilize speedtest.net should be at least 25 megabits per second download.
Okay.
And that,
right.
That's considered high-speed internet. Anything below that is not considered high-speed internet. Your video calls are going to suffer greatly.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking
the faster,
also,
the better.
I was thinking also, and yeah, I'll post that speed test thing, because that was good that we talked about it, I think, last month, as a matter of fact. And I think I did it while we were on, but still having some issues that we're still trying to work the kinks out. And I think a lot of that just has to do with so many more people that are on right now trying to use the internet. But I did see another story where someone was talking about the lighting in the back, not having so much light in back if you, like, don't sit in front of a window where there's a lot of sunlight coming in. Otherwise, you'll look like you're in witness protection or something like that because you can't really see, that, you know, so, facial features. So that was one thing I remembered.
Yeah, one of the last things I would recommend for people, too, is don't sit with your back behind the door when you're doing video conferencing. Because, you know, you may be just listening, but other people, especially if you're on a Zoom call or a call where there's the cameras enabled, you know, someone could come walking through the door with nothing on. Or you could have kids that are home and they're acting goofy. So, yeah, it's always good to sit with your back to a wall rather than the door when you do video conferencing. That way you don't have to worry about someone just bursting into your meeting.
Right, right. And mute that sucker. Unless you absolutely have to, definitely mute it. So, Burton, how do we find you?
You can find me all over social media. You can go to my website, either Burton Kelso.com, or you can go to our company website, Integral, at callintegralnow.com. There's always tech tips and tricks and a weekly blog post on both websites that are designed to help you get more from the technology you use at home and at work.
Okay. All right. So what have we missed? Have we missed any? Well, like you said, there's a lot of platforms out there. So what would be the one thing if when people are considering, like, one of the things you just said was buy a camera, and that was like the furthest thing from my mind because I basically just use my laptop, my or Surface or whatever. So I guess what's the one thing that you would suggest that people do now when they're exploring this in terms of regular use?
The internet's probably the biggest thing you have to check. Make sure that your internet is robust enough that you can participate in these video conferencing calls. Because, like, if you want to jump in on a GoToMeeting or a Zoom call, you may have to use your smartphone and just do it over your cellular data as opposed to doing it over your home network. Because if you're in a rural area, you know, you're not going to have good internet. And so you may not be able to take advantage of some of these video conferencings. But, yeah, check your internet. Go to speedtest.net. Right now, internet companies aren't supposed to be throttling internet speeds, but it's always a good idea to find out what your internet, your download, and your upload speeds are and use speedtest.net to verify that you're getting what you pay for. And if you're not, call your internet provider and get it taken care of.
For sure. For sure. Burton, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming back again. And like I said, I those articles I've posted that you had on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So really appreciate you taking the time. And you and your family, please be safe, be well. Thanks.
We will, yeah. Go drink some afternoon wine, I guess, after talking about technology.
Yeah. Lunch first, though. Got to buffer that stuff.
Right, exactly. Anyway. Lunch, then wine.
Yeah, lunch, then wine. Anyway, thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. By the way, if you have a story idea, something that you want us to look into, please hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Have a very blessed day, everyone. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.